We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a Radio.com station. The Radio.com app is the official new home of WBEN. Download it today, favorite WBEN, and listen to us anytime, anywhere. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Chief Justice John Roberts on the bench as the impeachment trial has resumed in the Senate.
Senators, please be seated.
The senators already heard the House case against President Trump. Now the president's legal team is presenting its defense. White House counsel Pat Cipollone began by telling senators their side will be more efficient.
You heard the House manager speak for nearly 24 hours over 3 days. We don't anticipate using that much time.
That approach apparently endorsed by Donald Trump.
President Trump's expected to pay close attention to the Senate impeachment trial today. He has no public events on his schedule, and it's a rainy, cold day in Washington, which means no golf. The president has told his legal team to not let the trial drag on and not let their presentation be boring. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
We expect today's session to go at least another 2 hours. With continuing coverage, the impeachment trial of President Trump, I'm Mona Rivera, ABC News.
Don't touch that dial. We're taking over the airwaves with Mr. Fitness Radio. It's time to get motivated. It's time to get inspired. It's time to rediscover your life. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness. We've all heard the saying, a new year, a new you. But I say, a new decade and a new destiny. Now, what do I mean by a new destiny? Think about this. What if the best year of your life hasn't happened yet? Stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo when we talk about making the years in this next decade the best years of your life.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a cloudy day today with periods of rain and drizzle that can mix with a bit of wet snow later this afternoon, temperatures steady or slowly falling, and cloudy and breezy tonight with intermittent light snow and flurries, the low 32. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and chilly with snow showers. There can be a slushy inch or two of snow through tomorrow, especially on non-paved surfaces, the high tomorrow 38. Monday, cloudy and breezy with a couple of snow showers, high 38. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Right now, we're at 40 degrees in Buffalo.
This is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Listen, whether it's information on your health, living options, financial, or leisure activities, you're going to hear about it here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino, back with you, and we are so happy to have with us someone who can really give you some knowledge about your money and having your money last for the rest of your life. We have Steve Elwell, who is back with us, a partner and CIO with Level Financial Advisors. Have you heard of them? They're in Amherst. They also have an office in Hamburg. Been around for 40 years, helping people like you and me figure out where we want to be in our retirement and be comfortable at the same time. Steve, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
As I said, your company has been around for 40 years. That has to be tremendously satisfying, knowing that you helped so many people and put them on the right path to be comfortable or to be unstressed about their finances of the future.
It's absolutely true. It is extremely satisfying to be able to help people get from point A to point B and to deal with all the bumps in a road that come along that nobody really predicted were going to happen. And, you know, that's finances, that's saving, that's investing, that's retirement. There's emotional change, there's investment market change, there's tax law change, there's changes with your family. So many things to deal with, and it's really gratifying when someone appreciates that. You know, I'm not sure I could have got through this without your help. That's a really nice thing to hear.
You know, Steve, there are people who come to you in a time of stress, okay? They may be recently widowed. They may decide they want to downsize. It's something. Maybe they're going to retire out of a job that they really love. There's a lot of different ways to tackle your years as an older person. Personally, when I finally make that decision to retire, which I haven't yet, but I want to do something. I want to continue doing things I love to do. I don't want to have to do something I don't want to do to make ends meet. I for example, I don't want to be wearing the blue vest, right, Welcoming people and giving them a cart. Some people love that.
Sure.
That's not what I want to do. I want to know that these days I have put enough into it to do what I want to do rather than what I'm going to have to do.
Yep, and that's the new retirement reality, where it used to be, well, I'm going to work, and then I'm going to stop, and I'm going to just play golf all day. And most of the time, that doesn't happen anymore because people still have all this energy that they want to focus on doing good things. Mm-hmm. So whether that's working at maybe a lower-paying job that is much more satisfying,
right,
or working part-time and volunteering, or not working at all and volunteering, mm-hmm, or you know, taking on new projects. It's a million different things, but it's not sitting on the couch and watching TV anymore.
Right.
That's not the reality these days.
Right. I also will want to know, will I have enough money to leave to my heirs? That's important to me. Working with someone like you, you can let somebody know if that's in the cards or not.
That's absolutely true. You wouldn't believe the engine and power behind the software that we buy to help build out projections like that to say, okay, can you afford to retire? What can you afford to spend? How certain are we that your money will last that long? And then how certain are we that there'll be a certain amount of money left, mm-hmm, for your kids? We can build and solve those problems all day long. And that's what we specialize in, specifically with retirees, is people that have to answer all these questions and have all these big goals for their life. How do we get from point A to B? That's what we're here for.
Also, identifying your assets. You may not realize you have a home. You know, that's a huge asset. Can you also help people realize, again, not only what they have, but to make new investments? A lot of people at retirement age think that you're going to take everything out of your investments, when actually there are many funds, bonds, whatever, maybe the market, that you still want to invest in.
That's a really great point. So the traditional thought of retirement is I'm going to save a pot of money and live off the interest.
Right.
Well, maybe that worked when interest rates were 5, mm-hmm, or 6 or 7%. But today, interest rates are 0, 1, 2. And if you're going to live off of the interest, you might have to save like twice as much as what you used to
Isn't
to be
something?
Able to do that.
Yeah.
So, and really, the investment market risk in the short term is not what people should be worried about. What they really should be worried about is the long-term impact of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And those that lived through the 70s and 80s, mm-hmm, can tell you about their first mortgage and things,
yes,
like that. Inflation is the silent killer for retirees' portfolios. So part of our job is to prevent that, because that's the real risk. The real risk is not that the stock market goes down 2% tomorrow. I've got ways to deal with that, and we can talk about that when we meet with clients and how we do that. So it's a good point investment-wise. A lot of times we see people come to us with savings portfolios, 401ks, IRAs, non-retirement accounts, and they think they're diversified, but they may be missing certain pieces that may help protect against different risks.
Mm-hmm.
And our job is to ensure we're thinking about all the challenges they may face as a retiree And because we've been doing this for 40 years, we're pretty well aware of what all the problems could be. But if you're retiring, you're probably doing it for the first time.
Yes.
You've never done this. You don't know what you're about to go through or what things might be out there. People don't know where their blind spots are. It's our job to find the blind spots and make sure that they don't hurt you financially as you go into this retirement challenge.
I believe that the worst thing you can do is nothing at all and just kind of plod along thinking, well, I'll just get my little Social Security check and, you know, we'll see what Medicare covers. And no, you really want to stop and look and think about calling someone like Steve Elwell, who's a partner and CIO of Level Financial Advisors. Steve is a certified financial planner. He's not someone who dabbles in this. You're going to sit down, you're going to leave even that first appointment with good concrete information of what you have, what you might need, and how you can manage the rest of your life.
That's absolutely right. The first meeting always is interesting because people have to get organized for it. And sometimes that's worth the meeting alone from their perspective, is just forcing them to get organized. So we haven't even done anything yet, but they're already feeling better because they're just like, okay, now I've pulled together all my different accounts and what everything looks like. And nobody really does that usually in a regular interval on their own. Some people do. The hyper-efficient engineer might do that. But most people don't actually do that. So that first meeting can be worth its weight in gold just simply because you're getting organized.
And that first meeting is complimentary.
That's correct.
Yeah. Steve, you must feel terrific and really satisfied when you can give somebody really good news. I would imagine there's an awful lot of people who think, I don't have enough money to talk to a financial advisor. I bet there are people who've come in and sat down and didn't think that, and you're able to really give them some great news by the end of that conversation.
That's absolutely true. I can think of a couple of scenarios, real-life scenarios with clients of ours who were very diligent workers and savers, extremely hardworking people, blue-collar people, not earning $50 million a year, and were saving and saving and saving, and they were hoping they could retire in 5 to 7 years. And as we did, the math and sort of worked everything out for their plan, we said, reality is you probably would be able to retire next year if you wanted to.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And while they did not retire within that next year, it was the satisfaction of knowing they don't have to go to work.
Right.
They're choosing to go to work, and that mentality is totally different. And so they're actually still working today several years later, and they can afford to retire whenever it is they want, but they haven't because they now know that they don't have the stress of being forced to do anything.
I don't have to if I don't want
to. That's right.
So that's
awesome. It's a gratifying story to be able to show, here's how things could work, and you've done a good job so far, and we're going to get you through the finish line.
Steve Elwell with Level Financial Advisors, 634-6113. Log on to levelfa.com. Steve, I mentioned the myth that people may not think they have enough money to use a financial advisor. What other myths are out there that you're constantly dispelling?
Yeah, so one of the big ones that we've touched on is living off the interest of just saving, retiring, putting all your money in the bank, and then living off the interest. That one is not reality in today's environment. So there are different things that you kind of have to think about when you're investing for retirement. One of the other big myths that we see, and we're claim to fame as a specialist in tax advice for people who are retiring. And what I mean by that is we see a lot of people that retire and their tax bracket becomes very, very low after they retire because they're not working anymore. And so low in some cases all the way down to zero. And they love that. And sometimes we argue in the long run that may actually be a bad thing. That sounds totally counterintuitive.
Yes, it does.
but often what ends up happening is once you start your Social Security and once you hit age 70 and a half, the government requires you to take money out of your retirement accounts. Now, if you've done a great job saving to your retirement account and you say, well, I'm not going to touch that and I'm just going to maybe live off some money I have in the bank, if that was the case, you probably would pay very little or no tax. But when you get to 70 and a half and your Social Security starts and those required distributions start, we see people often get crushed in taxes.
And
unexpectedly, because they don't understand even how required distributions are calculated. So without knowing that information, they have no idea what their tax bracket may be in the future. So I often pose the scenario and say, well, listen, if your choice is to pay 10 or 12% taxes now or to pay 22, 24, 32 in the future, who in their right mind chooses 22, 24, 32? You know, they always say, you know, I'll take the lower one.
I'm so glad you're mentioning this because I am sure we have people in that exact spot. And they're ready to drive off the road right now because they're like, okay, now what? This might be the very first time they heard that. But again, like you had told me in another interview, you don't know what you don't know.
That's definitely true. And I can add some other layers of complexity. So the way Social Security is calculated, I'm not even going to try and explain it because it's immensely complex. But the reality is the more other sources of income you have, the more of your Social Security becomes taxed. And if you have very little sources of income, maybe none of your Social Security is taxed. So back to my earlier point, if you were someone who was just living off of money in the bank, all of a sudden, once you hit 70 and a half, you have all this other income. Now more of your Social Security is being taxed because you didn't plan appropriately for how to get money out of your retirement account. So we always think about defer tax, save money your 401k, save money your 401k. What about the back end? What about getting it out of the 401k or IRA in the most tax efficient way? That's what we specialize
in. So you might have another big tax bite coming right after age 70 and you don't even know it.
Absolutely. And then let's add in a married couple. And then all of a sudden, unfortunately, maybe one person passes and now the single filer has a huge IRA from their spouse. And now you're really getting crushed in taxes. So our job is to look forward and say, what is going to happen tax-wise for your income? What might happen if one of you were to pass? How can we be as efficient as possible, knowing what the future looks like based on your situation, and take advantage of that information?
And this is why you want to call Steve Elwell right now. Level Financial Advisors, 634-6113, with offices in Hamburg and also in Amherst. Steve Elwell, a partner and CIO with Level Financial Advisors, 634-6113. Call today.
Andrews Estate Service. We'll empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service. We'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service. We'll empty out your house for you.
Have you been funneled into a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage plan? Then you may not be getting everything you're looking for. Don't miss out on all the benefits and personal attention only Independent Health gives you. Before you make a decision, speak with an experienced red shirt today. We'll help you find the right plan for you. To learn more, visit www.independenthealth.com/AEP.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4000. 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white.
Welcome once again, everybody, to Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino, your host, and we join you every single weekend with wonderful people who can help you here in Western New York and add to your already rich life. Lindy Korn is one of these people. She's a terrific local attorney. When Lindy Korn listens, people talk. Now, this morning, we are talking about a situation that's right up Lindy's alley, because Lindy works with a lot of discrimination cases, sexual discrimination, age discrimination. So good morning, Lindy.
Good morning.
To have you back in studio.
Thank you so much.
You have such an interesting caseload, because I'm so interested and passionate about what it is that you do. You seek fairness and you seek justice for people who aren't getting it.
Well, I try, and so do others like me. We try to find at least pockets of justice. You know, not everything works the way it's supposed to, and certainly discrimination is difficult to prove. People who think it's easy to be a discrimination plaintiff are incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
We have the burden of proof, and it's really difficult. I would like to say that in the field of discrimination, you know, in real estate, you're always told it's location, location, mm-hmm. location. Well, in discrimination, it's documentation, documentation, documentation. So whether it's an email or whether it's a text or possibly a tweet or a recording or some other mechanism, it is important to document. People who just verbally complain
yes.
are usually
yes.
manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an important message for anybody who suffers from discrimination to know, because the case may not be provable otherwise.
Right. Save that stuff. It's
yes.
there. All you have
and
to do
don't,
is retrieve
And don't
it.
Complain in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose if that happens, go back and reframe the conversation and send it to the person through email
mm-hmm.
and ask if you understood what they were saying. That is documentation.
Okay. Now, we are both in our 60s, and so I can imagine that the majority, of course, listening to Senior Radio are seniors. What kind of trends are you seeing when it comes to age discrimination?
Well, we've talked another time about age, but you know, discrimination doesn't come through one lens. So one of the things that there has been increase of is disability discrimination. And it, often it can be coupled with age,
mm-hmm.
or it can be coupled with any of the other protected classes, such as sex being one. So, you know, there are issues, you know, when people need leave because they need a knee replacement,
mm-hmm.
or because, God forbid, they have cancer and they need treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they have migraines, which are invisible.
Right.
These are all things I hear from people every day. And there is a correlation between people who need time off and difficulty at work sometimes. Sometimes under the Americans with Disabilities Act, you are entitled to accommodations, and
mm-hmm.
there's supposed to be an interactive conversation between the employer and the employee about the needs, of course, with the help of the medical community or the therapeutic community.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes these conversations don't take place, or sometimes the accommodations are illegally denied, and it then causes a discrimination case to occur.
I'm also going to add this, that if you have needed the Americans with Disability Act or the Family Leave Act, and then you get back, you may have been deemed, you're someone who is taking an awful lot of time off. Maybe we should be moving on to someone who's younger and someone who doesn't need that kind of help from this company.
Yes, and you may have become expensive.
Exactly.
So, you know, nobody talks like this.
No.
But a worker knows how the difference,
the bottom
how they
line.
Were treated
mm-hmm.
before. So I had an interesting case, and actually this is, I want to also say that the discrimination law in this country is young compared to other kinds of practices. So, for instance, in New York state law, there continue to be changes and amendments. And federally, we are in what's called the Second Circuit, which is, you know, the federal court. We're in the Western District, and the Second Circuit is the next court, mm-hmm. and then the Supreme Court. So there's a federal track and a state track. But all of this is new, and cases are – it's exciting because the culture, for instance, with hashtag MeToo, is having an influence on judges, on employers, on workers. Mm-hmm. And so it will lead to perhaps – different issues being raised on appeal or even brought to the courts. And so it's interesting. So one issue that came up, and this was through the state, was an issue of obesity discrimination.
Interesting.
And it was somebody who was working in a healthcare field.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't believe this if I say it to you, but it actually was the case that this person her employer, she was to wear a white coat, mm-hmm. and they bought her a size that was like three times the size she needed because they told her they wanted the coat to fit. And then other people were allowed to eat in their offices, and she was told she was not allowed to eat in her office. And then the employer, they created a competition to see how much weight she could lose in a 6-month period. And there were, you know, people took bets on it.
Oh, my God.
And this person was so traumatized.
Oh, my God.
And so the issue of is obesity actually a disability? Actually, on the federal level, it's still up for grabs.
Mm.
But in that case, with state law, we were actually able to get somewhere. But I mean, these facts, you would think I am making them up.
Right,
but these
right.
are stories I hear.
It's unbelievable. And folks, this is why Lindy is on, because she can help you. She can be such an ally. She can listen. She's so smart. I'll tell you, when Lindy Korn listens, people talk, and it's true. Age discrimination, these kinds of discrimination cases, you got to go to an expert. You got to go to somebody who's been in this field for years and years and knows the law and knows about mediation and ways that you can get your case heard. LindyKorn.com, give her a call. Call and ask Lindy. You have a question? Call Lindy's office. Call her and ask her. 856-KORN, that's Korn with a K, all right? LindyKorn.com or buffalo-discrimination-attorney.com. Lindy, I got to tell you, let me ask you the difference between what constitutes a disability versus a disease.
Well, actually, diseases can be a disability. You know, a disability, you know, the technical definition is really probably one that's defined through the medical community.
Mm-hmm.
But for instance, you know, there are some issues that have to be tested, mm-hmm. such as obesity. And, you know, usually there are, when someone suffers, it's also not just one health piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's usually comes in a package.
Yeah.
But let me just say to you, the people that come to me who claim discrimination and the ones that cases I choose to take, usually the person eats too little, eats too much, sleeps too little, sleeps too much, has a part of or has post-traumatic stress disorder, has part of or has general anxiety disorder, develops TMJ, the chewing and grinding issue, or has stomach problems, or has issues, but they were at bay, and all of a sudden they become exacerbated. And I'm no doctor, and I'm no psychologist, and I'm no social worker, but these are the things. These are the hurt.
Yeah.
This is the emotional distress.
Mm-hmm.
This is your body or mind saying to you, help!
Right, that's right. And it can be worse than that. It can be cancer. It can be other things.
The cancer usually will also be coupled mm-hmm. with these things.
Exactly.
But yes, and the point is, as much as the laws are supposed to protect you, the first human reaction in an employer's mind, and it might be even justified if we're having a totally mm-hmm. candor discussion, you know, oh my God, are they going to be able to focus on work?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not illegal to think, but mm-mm. to act upon it
right.
is.
856-KORN with a K. 856-KORN. It could be the best phone call you make in a long time because Lindy is there to help you. Call and ask her. LindyKorn.com, 856-KORN with a K. And we are so happy that you're here with us on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thank you. someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. Buffalo police are investigating a late-night shooting on Gorton Street that left one man dead and another in the hospital. Detectives say the two males were struck by gunfire inside of a residence. A code blue has been issued for Buffalo and Southern Erie County tonight. Shelters will be available starting at 8 p.m. at Harbor House, Holy Cross, and the Rural Outreach Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes held a press conference yesterday to state her strong support for the highly controversial bail reform law, saying the previous bail system was inherently unfair to poor people. The 8 GOP county chairmen that comprise New York's 27th congressional district will meet with declared candidates today to discuss April's special election, which will determine who completes Chris Collins' term.
Looking forward to the process. Hopefully we'll wrap this up soon.
I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930 WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
President Trump's legal team beginning to make their case in his impeachment trial after Democrats spent 21 hours over 3 days arguing for his removal from office. Today, White House counsel Pat Cipollone said those Democrats did not prove their case.
They're asking you to do something that no Senate has ever done. And they're asking you to do it with no evidence.
The White House defense is that President Trump did not pressure Ukraine to announce investigations into the Biden family in exchange for U.S. military aid. Deputy White House counsel Michael Purpura says
President Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials have repeatedly said that there was no quid pro quo and no pressure on them to review anything.
The president's team said today's presentation will be shorter, with the bulk of their case to be made on Monday when they feel more Americans are paying attention. With continuing coverage of the impeachment trial, I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I really and truly believe that the second phase of our lifespan should be better than the first. But now, today, at age 84, I can understand why many middle-aged and older people begin to believe that the best days of their life are behind them. And they live the rest of their lives based on this assumption. One of the reasons that many believe that their best days are behind them is based on the fact that they become aware of a decline in their physical abilities. The following is a quote from Dr. Walter Bortz, former associate dean of the Stanford University School of Medicine. Almost everything we have been taught about growing older is wrong. Frailty, heart disease, loss of an active sex life, and memory loss of flexibility and balance are just a few problems typically associated with aging. All of these symptoms have less to do with actual aging than a lack of physical conditioning. As you all know, I totally agree with Dr. Bortz, because today the knowledge is there to provide you with proven solutions and methods to minimize the effects of aging, virtually turning back the clock. I'm very happy and thrilled to announce that this year I'll be running a complete series of articles in After 50 magazine. These articles in After 50 magazine will help fulfill one of my personal resolutions for 2020, which is to share with you critical knowledge that I have acquired during my more than 60 years involvement in the field of alternative health. Finally, I'm very proud to be associated with Senior Radio Buffalo and After 50 Magazine, because we all share the same objective to make these next years the best years of your life.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Linda Pellegrino, back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo, this font of information where so many wonderful people come into our studio and just tell us how they can help you. And I'm telling you, that is just so worth the time that you invest in listening to this show. I am here with some wonderful guests. We've got Brian, Brad, and Greg Stamm. It's a family of attorneys, and their family helps your family all the time. So good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good morning, Linda.
Happy New Year. Listen, I want to talk to you about something that comes up in a lot of families, because not everybody does their due diligence when it comes to planning. How can you help a family after your loved one passes away?
Well, that's a really good question. It's a very trying time on a family to lose a loved one. And when they do, once they sit down and start to grieve, they realize there's a lot of other things that have to happen in order to clean up mom or dad's or another loved one's affairs. Traditionally, there'll be a will, and that will then get admitted to probate by the lawyer who the executor chooses. We do a lot of this kind of work, and the executor comes to us, and many times they'll have a question like, well, why do we need a lawyer? It's already in the will. What people don't realize is a will is just a piece of paper until the court accepts that will for probate. And so people say, well, we're getting everything, only after the court says so, because what if the will is invalid? Or what if somebody had a prior will? Or what if they left somebody out of their will who wanted to challenge the will? All of these things have to be settled, and the lawyers are able to help people get through this process.
Let me go back to the will for a second. When and if, is there ever a time a will should be updated?
Oh, a will definitely should be updated if things change in your life. You know, we kind of use the phrase, you know, your legal needs change when your life changes. So we see a lot of people that will come in with wills, you know, back in the 70s
right,
or 80s.
Right.
And they kind of hand them to me and they'll say, you know, lots happened since then. You know, my named executor isn't even alive anymore and things like that. Because there's very important pieces to the will, as my father mentioned. You know, executor is something that people have heard of. The executor is the quarterback of your will. When you're presenting your will to the surrogate's court to be approved, that's what probate means, is having the court approve your will.
Mm-hmm.
The executor then implements what it says on the paper.
Okay.
So if the will reads, do A, B, C, D, and E, the executor does A, B, C, D, and E. And that's why that position is extremely important. And it can be very difficult. As my father mentioned a minute ago, there's times that wills are challenged by other family members who are left out, who are angry and upset. Other individuals that feel they should have been part of the will, or they think things weren't done right, or someone was taken advantage of, that executor is now in that position of control, and it's a difficult one. It's not to be taken lightly. Let me just take a step back real quick, Linda, because as my dad was mentioning, there's a lot of things that happen immediately when someone passes away. And what I have seen a lot of lately, and I'm sure my brother and my father as well, is a lot of questions come up immediately. Before you know it, utility bills are due. Before you know it, somebody, let's say at a health facility or a hospital, wants to know how the bill's getting paid. The car payment, let's say the individual was leasing a car. Mm-hmm. Car payments due, and all these things, and people aren't sure. Do I pay them? What do I do? I don't have access to their accounts. What do I do? That's what we're trying to encourage, is that we can help you from the start, because this will happen.
Can your executor also be an heir in the will?
Yes, and many times they are.
Mm-hmm.
It might be your old, you know, if you have adult children, it could
right.
be your oldest adult child,
okay.
or,
mm-hmm.
you know, the one you trust the most, or maybe somebody has some experience in the law or has some type of other type of professional experience. So many times it is somebody in the family, and that's great,
mm-hmm.
because what you hope for is everybody wants to abide by the person who's passed away's mm-hmm. wishes. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to have challenges. You try not to have arguments and fights, because if you say, Dad or Mom or my sister wanted this and nominated me, and I'll take care of the kids or the grandkids the way Dad wanted or Mom wanted, that's the best outcome. But to begin with, you start having to explore what that will says, what the person wanted, and who the executor is going to be, and then you start working with that person immediately.
If you have had a will filed, but you can't remember even where a copy of it is, and you want to commit and make a new will, can you help somebody with that?
We are able to secure all prior wills. If the lawyer has filed it with the surrogates court, which is a great place to file it because mm-hmm. we know it's going to be safe and the court's going to be there long after we're gone, we can get the court to give it back to us so that the new will becomes the only will. If another lawyer has retained that will, say, in his safe at his office, it's very common to just write a letter saying, we've done a new will for this person. Would you please give us the old will so we can destroy it? We don't want to have multiple wills mm-hmm. before the court, because if there's any changes, the court has to notify everybody in the prior will who might want to challenge the new will.
Mm-hmm. You know, I get a little nervous when I hear about people who write wills on just a piece of paper. And I'm sure that this is why you wanted to take it to an attorney, because you don't know when this thing was done, or you don't even know if that person was coerced. But you hear about that all the time.
There are very strict rules for what makes a will valid. And ideally, it's done by a lawyer. It has two witnesses who will attest to the fact that the person knew what they were doing. They wanted it. They weren't under duress. They wanted you to be their witnesses. And that's the perfect situation. When people start fooling around at home writing a will and asking their neighbors to sign it, 9 out of 10 times they're going to miss something important and the will not be valid. And we see that, sadly. We also see, as you said, somebody just writing on a piece of paper, I want everybody to have this, mm-hmm. this, and this. That may well be what they want, mm-hmm. but it doesn't necessarily mean it's what's going to legally happen.
And a lot of people will think that, well, if I am the only sole heir or there's only a couple of us, my parents don't need to write a will because we'll just naturally get everything.
Well, let me say this. Anything that is in an individual's name alone at the time they die that does not have a beneficiary attached, the only way to free up that account is through surrogates court with either probate of your will or administration of your estate if you don't have a will.
Okay.
What I was going to say, Linda, was this, and you brought up a great point, because a lot of people say, well, what do we need a will for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, in New York State, you die without a will. It's called intestacy, die without a will. There's intestacy rules by statute written in our books, these legal books we look at, where it says who gets what in that situation. You cannot guarantee what you're giving to whomever is going to be in those amounts or to those individuals. Mm-hmm. That's why making a proper will, as my father said, that's executed the right way, is the safest way to go to make sure that your assets go to who you want, in what amounts, what shares, you name it.
Does this also protect that person from people just coming out of the woodwork and saying, oh, I'm so-and-so's long-lost daughter. I think I'm, you know, entitled to some of this.
The court puts a lot of efficacy into a lawyer-drawn will. Because mm-hmm. lawyers do this all the time. Mm-hmm. So the lawyer would come to court and say, I drew this will after meeting with the client who knew exactly why he was leaving this child out and giving something different to this child. And then the court will say, well, the lawyer followed all the rules. This is obviously what your father or mother wanted to happen. And that will stand up and past the test of time.
Now, having a will is different from being the power of attorney.
Very
different. A power of attorney is while you're alive. Mm-hmm. So one of our packages, the basic three that we've been talking about for years, is a healthcare proxy, power of attorney, and the will. Power of attorney is so important, especially in today's world with the new laws and regulations with banking, online banking, You know, I mentioned digital assets in an ad one time about, you know, everything that's on your computer, everything that you do. If you pay all your bills by through your computer, automatic mm-hmm. debts from your account, all that is digitally yes. mastered. So a power of attorney allows somebody while you're alive, if you're unable to act on your behalf, to do those things for you, the financial things, the banking, if your house needs to be sold, anything we're talking about while the person's alive. So a lot of people say to us, you know, my father passed away, but I have power of attorney. Well, the power of attorney died when your father passed away.
Oh, okay.
So now we go to the will. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people ask that question, oh, I have power of attorney. Well, not anymore you don't, because mm-hmm. that person's no longer alive. However, if your dad was in a nursing home because he had a stroke, or your mom is unable to act because she had a terrible fall at home and has some type of injury, you can act on their behalf while they're still alive.
Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up, because yeah. it's a simple thing, and you understand it, but I bet you there's a lot of people who are still under that assumption.
Of course.
Yeah. But this person passed away, but I'm their power of attorney.
Linda, that's a huge issue.
Yeah.
Brian's absolutely right. We see a lot of it. Same thing with healthcare proxy. Oh, but I was his healthcare proxy, or I was her healthcare proxy. Well, not once they passed away, you're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's over, yeah.
I mean, I've seen situations, Linda. I just had one recently, a good friend of mine. His mother passed away. He's the executor, what have you. She did everything, planned everything correctly, except one thing. She forgot to put his name on the safe deposit box at the bank. And they believe that in there is insurance documents and things. It's going on almost 3 months now, because we had to go through the route of probate and the will and everything just for him to be able to open this box.
It's crazy.
So that's, you know, and if you come talk to us, because we know the questions to ask.
Right.
We know the things that we've seen. We know the things that you're going to need.
Yeah, avoid those easier. Pitfalls and make it clear, make it concise. And this way you're getting what you want, and you know your wishes will be carried out.
Yep.
Who are we talking to? We're talking to the Stamm family. Incredible. Greg, Brad, and Brian Stamm. Listen, folks, you can go to stammlaw.com. You can visit either of their offices in Williamsville or Clarence. You can certainly find them through seniorradiobuffalo.com, and give them a call if you need them. If there's something that we spoke about this morning that is just striking a chord with you, 631-5767. They've got 13 or 14 different attorneys, all experts in their field. 631-5767. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Thanks for listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Have you been funneled into a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage plan? Then you may not be getting everything you're looking for. Don't miss out on all the benefits and personal attention only Independent Health gives you. Before you make a decision, speak with an experienced red shirt today. We'll help you find the right plan for you. To learn more, visit www.independenthealth.com/AEP.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas.
Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
Welcome in once again, everyone. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, a fun and educational radio show devoted to our active senior community. And don't forget, we're on Sunday morning as well, and maybe that's where you're listening to us. But we love being on Saturday and Sunday here on WBEN. And I'm with some of my favorite guests from Andrews Estate Service. We have Joe and Joe Jr. on. We have a couple of other guys who are working for Andrews Estate Service also. So good morning, folks. Nice to have you all here.
Good morning.
Joe, morning. Let's go over what it is you do first. Andrews Estate Service, who are they and what do you do?
Well, Andrews Estate Service, we're a household liquidation specialist. So we do offer multiple services. We offer appraisals. Sometimes we'll offer buyouts. Cleanouts are mostly what we do. And we also have estate sales.
That's great. Joe Sr., you literally work with clients who need to liquidate in some way or another. Maybe a loved one has passed away and you need to empty their home. It's a hoarding situation. Even some complex jobs that you guys have walked into that you are able to help people move this stuff on.
Yes, very much so. And a lot of times those are even downsizing situations. We do that quite a bit. Specific examples, we'll have a client, they can't even move in their house. We had one specific case where the house was so crammed that it was like a little path all the way throughout. And we were there over 3 months just trying to get that taken care of. And actually, they hired us because they heard us on Senior Radio Buffalo, good old SRB.
And I would imagine that it would have taken 3 months because people are attached to these things.
Very much so. It would have taken them 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
And probably they never would have gotten it done because they just couldn't even begin to start anywhere. And they were somewhat physically disabled themselves, so they had to reach out to somebody else. And the reason they liked us so much is that we took our time with them. I actually told them we're going to be here 3 months, and they liked that. So we'd go over once a week, and we worked around their schedule. Sometimes that's not easy to do, you know, but if they say, well, I have to go bowling or I'm going to McDonald's or a doctor's appointment, that's fine. I usually tell all our potential clients, never cancel a doctor's appointment because you may not get that back for 3 or 4 months.
Right.
That's first and primary.
Mm-hmm. And they don't need to be there when you're there.
No, correct. Right. However, some of them, under extreme circumstances, they want to be there. It's not necessarily safe, but they want to be there. So we'll ask them, can you just sit over, you know, on your sofa and let us do what we're going to do because we don't want them to trip or fall while we're moving items out of the way. But we will, you know, we prefer that they're not there, but we will work with them if need be.
Now, we have Joe and Amy, of course, is a big part of the operation, and
Absolutely.
Joe in studio. But we also have two of your associates here, too. We have John Ferguson and we have Matt Schmidt. So good morning, guys. Nice to have you in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I understand that, you know, it's a unique job because every job that you come into is different. And that's got to be interesting.
It's very interesting. Every house we go into, the house tells us a story.
Mm-hmm.
It tells us a story who had lived there and tells us a story a little bit about the people that were there and what they did in the house. And it could be from when we're cleaning out a kitchen. And, you know, the woman of the house was a great baker you know, had Christmas cookies. We've been in the houses where they were just great. The person living there, they carved wood carvings.
Mm.
We've been in houses where they might have been an artist. And the one that really comes to mind that I really enjoyed working at was one of the first ones I worked with Joe. The person was in the Air Force. And some of the items that we found the flight suit.
Oh, my.
We found the helmet. We found a lot of the badges, a lot of accommodations that this gentleman had. So it was a whole life story around that one estate. And that's just what I really enjoy doing.
Mm. Matt, let me ask you. I see all the generations are actually here. And you really have fallen into this work and you like it for the same reasons that John does. It's different. You're talking about people. You're learning about them as you're there. And I understand that you can have a flexible schedule with something like this as well.
Yes. I am definitely a strange one as far as my generation goes. I do really like this type of work. And as far as certain items really excite me, I do kind of collect things on my own. So every once in a while we get items that I'm very excited about. And much like what John said, yeah, every home tells a story. Every item has a story. And one thing I wanted to add also is that as we are separating items, we always make a specific area that we put photographs and personal things for people. And those alone tell such a story, as we know. A picture tells 1,000 words. And sometimes we'll find photos all throughout the house in drawers and nooks and crannies. And we'll make sure those go back to the family should they desire them, because that's something that should be very important for us to give back to the family.
You know, I can see where the services of Andrews Estate Service are really stretched all around Western New York. So to have you guys employed is awesome, because it does take a certain person who does like this kind of work. So John, let me ask you, would you encourage others to come to work for Andrews Estate Service?
Absolutely, I would. Both my wife and I are seniors. I'm also a veteran. And to me, those would be the people that would really work well with our organization, because seniors, they have time on their hands, and Joe is very accommodating with the schedule. And being in the military, it's always, you get the job done no matter what.
Right.
And that's kind of what we do at Andrews Estates.
And thank you for your service, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's interesting. That is so interesting. And Joe, you are looking for special people to bring in to help you guys.
Yes, we're always looking for help, and they can go to our website, and there's a little link there where they could, take a look at what the requirements are and what's expected of them. And we'd love to get resumes from clients and from possible hirees. Yeah. And then also we'll follow up with an in-person interview.
So you've also had people looking to work with you who were former clients, because they see how you operate.
And actually, one of them, Cheryl, I believe she was in studio a while ago. We keep telling her that when she retires from her nursing job, which hopefully will be sooner than later, she's going to be hired. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So that's, yes, very much so.
And of course, I'm glad you mentioned Cheryl, because we have the Old Boys Network here too, but Amy is your wife, and she's a big part of this. And you'll meet Amy out on these jobs as well. And Amy is meticulous, and Amy is the organizer who will make sure that things get put into different categories, whether things will be repurposed, whether they will be donated, whether maybe they're going to go straight to the dumpster, whatever it is. Amy is that person. And she'll keep great records for you as well. And now you might be bringing Cheryl on, so I think that's great. You ready to work with more women?
No, absolutely. it's definitely nice to have the variety of people, because they each have their own skills from their own background. And especially with the, as John mentioned, the seniors and veterans, those people will be very influential in being part of our team. If we're a family business with a team. So we are looking for more people to help us, people who are caregivers, or just people looking for that part-time job who can work flexible hours.
Yeah, the bottom line is, I think what it is that you embrace so well is that you're understanding that we're talking about people that you've worked with. You're talking about loved ones, whether they're past or they're still here, and now we're working with their relatives. If you need peace of mind and you need to move things, all right, you need to downsize, the only company to call is Andrews Estate Service. Once again, let me give you their number. It's 873-716-873-7440. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you can always find them here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.